obviously it's something that he probably saw that was becoming something that he was going to have to answer for in his confirmation hearing.
Even though they were giving the census more executive branch authority.
Right.
No, the other way around. The executive branch would have more authority over the census.
Yeah, it was getting a little bit more attention because what they wanted to do was, and this first came out when the Democrats, the House and Senate Democrats, had their annual retreat that they traditionally have at the beginning of the session in Williamsburg, Virginia, 2 weekends ago. That was when this plan and the chairman of the House Census Subcommittee, William Lacy Clay, said that it was they were more or less outlining a chain of command where Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, was going to take more day-to-day control over the census and have a direct line, as it were, between the census director and Rahm Emanuel. Usually the Commerce Department secretary is in the middle there. Well, the Republicans are very unhappy about this. And as we say, the Republicans had a field day with this today.
Commanding the Census Director to report directly to the White House is a naked political power grab and transparently partisan.
Indiana Republican Mike Pence, the head of the House Republican Conference Committee, says he's not happy at all with Rahm Emanuel, the former head of the Democratic Conference Committee and now White House Chief of Staff, planning to oversee the census. Pence was one of a dozen House Republicans who held a press conference at the Capitol today to call attention to the problem. House Minority Leader John Boehner from Ohio.
This unprecedented move by the president, I think, would undermine the goal of having a fair and accurate census count. My goodness, this is the census. All we're trying to do here is to count the number of Americans that we have. And I think it would also open the door to massive amounts of possible waste and fraud in terms of the $300 billion that's distributed around our country based on the census data that we pick up every 10 years. And I think the American people think that the census ought to be fair, impartial, and certainly free of politics. And I think they expect us to make sure that the money that we're distributing to the states is done fairly and does not involve a lot of waste and fraud in terms of how this money is spent. And so I think if this process continues to be controlled by the White House, we're opening the door to politicize the census and to shift billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars around to states based on inaccurate data. I believe that really would lead to a giant waste of taxpayer funds.
Republicans are threatening to go to court over the matter. Georgia Republican Lynn Westmoreland told reporters the GOP is putting some of their top lawmakers on a task force to monitor the census.
What they have asked us to do is to make sure that this is not a political counting, that it's an accurate accounting that the American people deserve.
I asked California Republican Daryl Issa, the ranking minority member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, if their objection made sense in light of all the computer and other policy-related problems that his own committee uncovered in the last 2 years, a time when the Bush administration's Commerce Department ran the census.
I agree with you. Our committee held numerous hearings on the failure of the procurement process and the setting of standards for these new handheld devices. As a result, we will be doing a very conventional count, almost identical to what we did 10 years earlier. That count will be more expensive. To the extent that our committee or the president wants to be more involved with funding and in ensuring that an appointment of a sound manager to make sure that there's the maximum efficiency of these thousands of people that will be hired to participate in this every 10-year historic event, we agree with that. We totally agree with that. But the idea that the President of the United States or his unconfirmed operative is going to personally direct an individual flies in the face of the whole question. The President can name the head of the census. The President can name the secretary and deputy secretary, and there's one more in that chain of command, all of whom are confirmed by the Senate. So there is a lot of management that I would commend the President to look at the record of failures of both the Clinton and Bush administration over that last decade and fix it. Absolutely, you're right.
For another perspective on the question, we tracked down New York Democrat Adolphus Towns, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, who says he doesn't understand what all the fuss is about.
We have a person that by the name of William Clay, who heads the subcommittee, and he's assured me that he's going to aggressively pursue it, and I feel very confident that he will. We're going to strengthen him in terms of staff, and we're going to do a great job in terms of making certain that everybody in this country is counted. And I'm certain that Bill Clay Jr. will do that, because he expressed an interest in it a long time ago, asked for additional resources to be able to make certain that he has the wherewithal to double check and to triple check and all of that. So, no, I think that we'll be just fine. I mean, I understand Congressman Issa's concerns, but the point is that we want to make certain that everybody's counted, so he can be assured that we're going to be on top of that.
So, Max, there's now been two Commerce nominees.
Not one, but two.
Is the third time going to be a charm, and what does this mean for how this proceeds forward?
Well, among other things, President Obama now has to start from scratch again and go down the list and see who is now willing to serve. This has become a very hot-button position here,
yeah.
And in part because of the census. But also, remember that the Commerce Secretary has sort of overall, overarching supervision over the economic recovery. And so, you know, with all the money that's being poured into the stimulus package, that's also going to be in the nominee's backyard.
Any idea? And there's probably no idea yet who's on the short list for the third choice for this position.
No, none have arisen yet. We'll go back and check the news wires in a little while and see if anybody has said anything.
And very briefly, Max, because we're so out of time, what does this do to the census? What does it do?
Well, the census is going to keep going on, because right now they're in a very important phase where they're getting ready to do some dry runs, or the rehearsals for the and that has to continue, because they don't have these handhelds for the various phases.
Oh, that's right. Oh my goodness, that's right.
And so they have to sort of proceed with a paper count, just as they did in the 10 years ago.